Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay Customer Service. David, how can I help you?
Mate, I just got a message from eBay saying that someone's deducted $209 out of my account.
Yes, sir. You are purchased Apple iTunes gift card?
No, mate, I just purchased some whippersnip wire for, I think it was $21.
Okay, sir. I believe you are purchased at point of time. You receive any kind of advertisement from 50% off, 30% off? Do you receive any type of the...
No, I haven't received anything.
All right, sir. But I believe, sir, without your permission and without your authorization, someone misused your eBay account and they are trying to order something without your permission. That's why money will still be charged.
Yes. So what will you do now? You
want to cancel
payment? Yeah, I'll cancel it, mate. Yeah, cancel it.
All right. You be with me, sir. I want to explain to you how do you want to cancel that, because it's online cancellation. You know very well. And your money should be saved to our end, because our technician team, they are trying to hold that money. They don't release it. Because you already canceled it.
In that account, there wouldn't be $200 in it. I don't put much in it.
All
there would only be about 160 in it, like that.
All right. I understand that, sir. All right. Don't worry. First of all, you can inform me which type of device you are using from eBay, like your computer, like your cell phone?
No, the phone.
All right. You have
the
a
cell phone. Yes.
All right. And which cell phone it is, sir? It is an Android or it's an Apple?
It's an Android.
It's an Android. Can you please put the phone on speaker first?
Just hang on, man.
Yep, take your time, please.
But it's on me.
It is on speaker?
Yeah, it's on speaker now.
All right. And after put the phone on speaker, press the home button, sir. And go back to your normal home page, please. Just try to go back to home page.
How do I do that? I don't know.
Look on the very bottom. Look on the very bottom end of your cell phone. It's a home button. It's like a back option. Yeah, press it.
Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah. Now you can see in your all the applications, like your gallery, camera, contact, messages, all the information you can see. Now check one by one. You have a Play Store option. Look like a multicolored triangle. It's a Play Store.
Yes.
Just try to check.
It's not like a triangle there, mate.
It's a Play Store option. Play Store. Just check one by one.
Well, it's got an add call, extra volume, Bluetooth, speaker, mute, and keyboard.
Okay. Press the home button. I think you are on the call page. Press the home button once again and swipe your screen. Yeah, swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
I've done that. Nothing happens.
You can see here all the application. You can see in here all the options, like your camera, gallery, contact, messages, all the... Now check you have a Play Store.
No, I got nothing.
You can't see anything?
No.
Okay, can you please confirm me, sir, what do you can see exactly in your screen? Then I can help you. All right, now check, do you have any option Play Store? Just try to touch on that.
No options there,
Mark. Check one by one. Yeah, put the back and check all the screen. You see all your apps.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, I can see all the apps.
Yeah, and check one by one all the apps. Is, you have any Play Store apps?
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. You swipe your screen and check all the apps.
I've just put it on mobile. I've got one here from you, so I don't want to confirm that the minute log out there. And it's only $21. It's $21.99.
You just try to close that. You just don't open anything right now because someone use your all the information, sir. So that's point of time your information is not secure. So first of all, you can't do anything right now. You can't check any your banking statement. You can't check your email. You can't do anything right now. First of all, our technician, they are try to track that person and check each and everything after you want to do it. All right?
Okay.
So that's why I'm telling you. What you can see in your screen, once again, tell me.
Well, come on, just hang on. Not much at all, mate. It's only all those little circles. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Okay. What should I do now? What do I do?
Yeah, first of all, you confirm me. What you can see in your cell phone screen? What exactly you can see right now on the screen?
Oh, it's just all those... Nothing, really. Nothing. It's only... I've just got all the apps there.
All the apps? All right. And check...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see all the apps right now. Just check one by one all apps. Check the name one by one. It's a camera, gallery, contact, messages, Facebook, Messenger, anything like that, right?
Okay, well, I'll just press Facebook, right?
No, don't touch on Facebook or anything. Just check you have apps like a Play Store. Just check the name, Play Store.
Yeah,
check.
Yeah, I got a Play Store, yeah.
Touch on that, yes, touch on that.
Press on that. Okay, nothing yet. It's only all different apps.
Okay, I want to help you. You just follow our instruction and do it.
Yeah.
All right. Look on the top. You have an option over there. Search for apps and games. You can see that option. Search for apps and games.
Search apps. Yep.
Touch on that. Search apps. Touch on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now you need to do, you just type over there, you need to type over there slowly, slowly, all in one word. It's a AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
AnyDesk.
Then Desk, desk.
Okay.
And just check. After touch on search, after type any desk, then touch on search. Now, what option you can see?
Well, it's got any desk, plug in something, any desk for Android, any desk control plug in, any desk control plug in again.
Any desk from Android, touch on that option.
Android, alright.
Now, after what you can see?
Well, not much. It's only nothing really. It's Android something something Android desktop software.
Yeah, Android desktop software. Touch on that.
Okay then.
Now what option?
Nothing happened.
Okay, press the back key. Press the back key one time.
Hang on, something just went in. So, video auto play settings or something.
Okay, press the back key. Press the back key one time.
Go back?
Yeah, go back.
Right, yeah.
Now what you can see?
Nothing really. It's only got a lot of little apps.
Oops, you can see that. Touch on the search. Touch on the search, sir.
Search, right, yep.
And type any desk once again.
Any desk, okay then. Yep.
Now, yeah, now touch on search. Look on the very bottom in your keyboard, right hand side. It's a search option, magnifying glass. Touch on that search.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now check one by one. It's a any desk remote, something option come up, any desk remote.
Where did I go here? Yeah, there's only one, and it's like an arrow there.
Yes, any option over there. Any option, red color option. It's a any desk remote control something.
Oh yeah, right out then. Yeah.
Touch on that option.
Any desk remote desktop. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Touch on that option and install. You can see any option over there. Install. Touch on install.
What happens when I install? What happens?
Yeah,
Okay,
I'm explaining to you. Don't worry. That is our cancellation website. This website too, you are directly connected with our eBay customer support, alright? And after work is complete, then you are uninstall that app, alright? Don't worry, just click on install.
No, I'm not going to do that.
But sir, it is an easy way. You can't do that, then I can't help you.
Oh no, I'm not going to do that, mate. No.
But why?
No,
why
I
you can't do...
Because I don't want to... Download and installs and all this.
Okay, I explained to you. All right, don't worry. You don't do that. That is not a problem. Why you are installed that, I'm explaining to you once again. Because that is a security firewall. Because someone already use your personal information and they are trying to already have your details. That's why they don't know how do you want to fix up your problem. That's why you are use that app. Because that is our cancellation website. This website too, you are directly connected with our eBay department. Our eBay logo come up in your phone. You don't worry. I want to show you each and everything in front in your own eyes. Alright? So you don't worry, touch on the install option.
So how could they get $221 out of my phone when there's no money in there?
Because I already told you, sir, once again I'm telling you, because some people, like you know very well, like you are use your personal details each and every day, like you check your email, check your banking statement, check your Facebook, Instagram, anything you are use each and every day, that's your regular work, and that point of time you receive lots of the pop-up messages, like a shopping messages, like electronic messages, all the information, like advertisement, you are received each and every day. And that point of time, it's lots of the link over there. It's a fake link. And I think that point of time, you are by mistakenly touch on any link, like any advertisement link, you touch on it. That's why someone directly access your phone and directly access your information. And they already have your personal details, each and everything. And they are trying to use your information doing your like illegal stuff. That's why our department, they are think that is you. But that is not you are doing any purchase. That's why. You understand that?
Do you want me to install it?
Yeah, you want to install it. Don't worry. Just try to touch on install. Yep.
Okay, here we go.
All right. And after touch on install, look on the right hand side, it's a green color option, it will become up open. Then you touch on open.
Yeah, I've got it, but it's still installing.
Okay, it is still installing. After install it complete, then that option will become up automatically.
Open. It's on, say, 40 now.
All right. Your internet is... Yeah, your internet connection is a little bit of slow. That's why you're facing that problem. Don't worry. After install complete, then you see option will be automatically come up open.
Yeah, it's complete now.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, what do you want me to do? Press open?
Yeah, face open, right.
Here we go.
It's open. All right. And after touch on open, what option you can see, sir?
It's up there with it. Oh, no, it just went off. Tell you something about
you can, what you can see, sir? What option came up after open?
Well, there's a mile of writing. There's a mile of writing for the Samsung update. KLMS agent or something.
Okay. And you have any option over there like okay or any option like later? Yeah.
Cancel. It's only got the cancel.
Okay, touch on cancel. And after touch on cancel, what option you can see?
Okay then. Privacy statement. We had any guests care about your privacy and seriously learn
yes.
more about how we process your data. And it's got OK.
Yeah.
Do you want to say that?
Okay, yeah. Click on OK. Yes, click on OK.
Okay, I've done that.
And after click on OK, what option you can see?
It's got there, for controlling this device remotely, plug-in is required. We do install this plug-in now. What's that mean?
Touch on install. It is advertisement. It's once again renewal installation. Touch on install. And after touch on install, what option you can see? Just check.
It's got OK. Do I press the OK?
OK.
It's got
yeah, click on OK, right.
It's got the
OK,
don't
yeah,
show
click on
again.
OK.
Press
yeah,
the OK.
Don't show this again. Yeah.
OK, it's got in. Yeah, it's got
tell me.
Plugin.
Yeah. Click on AnyDesk plugin.
Click on that. But
yeah.
Underneath that, it's got install.
But touch on install, yeah. Touch on install. And after option will become up OK. Touch on install.
Press on install. Right.
Yeah, and after install, what option you can see?
It's got nothing yet. It's just installing.
Oh, it is installing. Wait a second. Couple of seconds you were waiting, just check. It's some come up.
It's still installing it.
Okay.
Now it's got uninstall.
Or any another option? Okay. Go back. Please see back.
Login.
Okay. Yes, any desk login?
Uninstall?
No, not uninstall. Click on go back option. Touch on go back.
Go back. I've done that. Yeah.
Now after what option you can see?
It's got turned back to where I was. It's got don't show again, cancel or OK.
OK. Click on OK.
OK. Accessibility it's got now, it's got vision, hearing, and all that. I don't know what all this is about.
You can see any blinking, any something blinking, white dot is blinking or something?
No, nothing. I've only got the
face
back button.
Yeah, face the go back two times.
Right here,
Tutorial. You can see it is tutorial.
What happened? Just hang on a minute. any gifts. I got right there. Yeah, tutorial. Yep. Oh, now it's
Touch on tutorial.
Okay, press on that. Tutorial, right?
Yeah. Now what you can see?
You can... I've done nothing. It didn't move. I pressed... Oh, here we go. Connection status there. You can use the connection to any desk network was established on a function. And it's got an arrow with a tick on it.
Yeah, touch on that arrow.
Right. It's got something about your address.
Your address. And you can see the 9-digit number over there?
Yeah, right. I got that, yeah.
Yeah, slowly, slowly tell me the number.
It's 899-767-687.
All right. That's correct. That is your cancellation ID number. Just below of that number, sir, just below of that number, can you see that option over there? Set password?
No, there's nothing like that.
Below of that number.
Right out.
Touch on that.
What? Touch on what?
Set password. You option set password?
Set password, right, yeah.
And after touch on that set password and scroll it down the page, scroll down, little bit of scroll down, can you see that permission profile? You can see any option? Permission profile?
Hang on, I'm looking. Permission profiles, yeah.
Touch on that,
right.
Yes. And after touch on permission profile, just check after four options will come up and last option, unattended access. Can you see that?
Yes, I can, but before you go, it's come up one of my old addresses.
Oh, that's not a problem. You touch on unattended access.
Okay, then. Press on unattended access.
Yes, touch on that.
Righto.
Now it is come up, set password.
Set password.
Yeah, put over there. Yeah, you type over there. You put over there.
Well, nothing's come up. Nothing will come up.
After touch on unattended access, and its option will become up, set password, right?
Okay. Enable unattended access.
Yeah, touch on that option.
Oh, yeah, right in there.
Now, set password.
Set password.
Yeah, you put over there password, all in lowercase. It's a Apple, A-P-P-L-E, Apple 121.
That's the new password.
That is the new password, yes, right.
Just hang on.
All in lowercase, Apple 121, A-P-P-L-E 121.
Okay, press OK.
Press OK, right. And after press OK, can you see any option over there come up? Close? Touch on close.
Yeah. That's it.
Now you can see in your address, like you can see the number right now.
Full access. It's got permission profiles with a big cross, a red cross. Unattended access. Now what do I press?
Press the back key. Press the back. Go back.
Yeah, right.
Now you can see the number. Your address.
No. Nothing like that come up. Let's go back again.
Yes. Try to touch on the go back.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's got that big red number, 899.
All right. Stay on that page. Yes. Stay on that page.
Okay.
Now, just check. Any option will be come up. Start now. Touch on start now. Any option will be come up. Start now. Touch on start now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Press that.
Touch on. Yeah. Press it.
Okay. And it's got remote address.
Absolutely right. Now you need to do, sir. Just look on the very bottom of the middle of the screen, very bottom. It's a home button. Try to touch on that.
Home button.
Home button. Like go back to your home page, then you can see near all the application. Just try to touch on that.
Okay, I'm there. Back to the app here.
All right. Alright, now, right now, sir, you are successfully connected with our EBIT customer service department.
I've got nothing. I've only got all these apps.
No. Hang on. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, right now, sir, right now I want to transfer that call to your NCA department and someone help you. How do you want to close each and everything and how do you want to fix up that type of problem? All right?
Okay.
Now, hang on a second. Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
No problem.
All right. Now, I believe that you have... I'm sorry?
Go on. Away you go. Go on.
Yeah, right. Now, do you understand that, why you are facing this sort of trouble? Like, I believe that you're having a word with the EB department. And they have explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
That's true, yeah, yeah. Someone has tried
now,
to... Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Like, do you know that where your call has been connected to?
No.
Okay. Now, let me tell you that your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency. Now, we are the government agency. We work for government and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraudulent activities, all the fraudulent transactions, whatever is happening in all over the country, we deal with it. Okay? Now, as because with your personal information, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. That is the reason why your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency, so that we will gonna go ahead and investigate this matter in a proper way, and we will gonna find it out that where are the peoples are belonging from, those are trying to compromise into your details, right? Now, first of all, could you just tell me that how many devices which is connected with your internet connection? How many devices you have got?
Two
devices. Okay. Now, right at the moment, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see there are 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. So that means the other 8 devices it not belongs to you, correct?
Correct.
Right. Now, have you shared any of your personal information or have you authorized anyone to use your internet connection outside of the country, or do you know anyone outside of Australia?
No.
Because as I can check your internet history, that your IP address, your internet protocol address has been compromised. Someone from overseas countries who are using your network and they are misusing with your details and with your personal information. they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. First of all, we need to go ahead and block those people. Those are trying to compromise into your details, and those are trying to misuse with your information. Okay. Now, apart from this mobile phone, how many devices, what are the devices do you have got? Do you have got any computer or any laptop which is connected with internet?
Just an iPad, that's all.
Okay. And what is the main device? Okay,
well,
this is the main device of this? Alright. Now, just allow me some moment. Let me check that what we can do about it. Okay. Now, first of all, let me show you something so that you can able to understand it in a better way, and it will gonna clear all of your doubts. Alright. Now, you do one thing. Go to the Google.
Go to where?
Go to Google.
Google. Oh, Google. Oh, right, I know. Yeah.
All right. Now, on the Google, search there, V for Victoria, V.
Wait a moment. V, okay, yep.
A for Alpha, A.
A, yep.
L for Lima, L.
Yep.
I for Indigo, I.
Yep.
D for Doctor.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
I for Alpha, yep.
Yep. T for Tokyo.
T, is it? T?
Yes. T for Tango, T.
Okay then, yeah.
Then
O-R. That's T-O-R.
Validator.
Okay then, got it.
Give a click on search.
Search for that?
Click on the first option, validator.
Okay then, yeah, I got that.
Now what do you see?
The WC3 Markup Valuation Service. And it's got CSS Valuation, WC3T Valuation Service Corp.
FAQ, BEP, and you. Okay, now look at the very top. Can you see anywhere it says like a W3C Markup Validation Service? Can you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a click on that.
Okay then.
Let me know that, what do you see over there.
Nothing come up yet. Nothing.
It will come up. Maybe your internet is getting slow.
Who are in
your network at the same point of time. So that is the reason.
Yeah, I got it now.
What came up?
Character something validated URI. Validate document online. Address, no address there. Detect automatically, detect, group error, listen.
Okay, can you see any white long panel it says address?
Yep.
Okay, now this is the address box. Now this is the secured website where you can search your all the things you do on the internet connection that is safe or secure or not. Alright, this is the server box where you can able to take all the websites of yours, like that you do usually on your whole internet network, that the website is been secure or not. All right. Now, may I know that? What are the activities you do on your whole internet network? Why these people are keep targeting you to get into your devices and doing some unusual things on it? What are the activities you do on the internet?
I'm all right, yeah. So what do you want me to do? Why do I just... It's very small writing, huh?
Yeah, you need to type on that address bar, like what are the activities you do? You do emails on the internet?
So I got to press that, do I?
Yeah, can it be a white long panel? Yeah, just go right to that, there should be a box. Touch on that.
Okay, then I did, yeah. Now what do you want me to do?
Yeah, now we are searching from your email that what are the website, what are the things you do on the internet? It is secure or not. Now over there, type there, I believe you do emails on the internet, correct?
Yes.
Now type there
www.
It should be three W's and dot. www.
Oh, well, I only done two ways here. Wait a minute. Yeah. Three W's and then dot.
Then email. Email.
Yeah.
.com.
.com.
.com. Yeah. Right. And make sure you're putting the details correctly. It should be www.email.com.
You want me to do it all again?
No, like, have you put it the same thing that I have told you, www.email.com?
Yeah. Just hang on a minute. I'll go back. Hang on. It's not email. Yeah, well, it's not doing it. www.email.com.
Okay, only one dot you have put it in?
One dot, yeah, but it's all coming up. Why don't I go back a bit? Right, dot com. It's all coming
up. Okay, type, erase that dot com.
Why do I go like that?
Now, email, type email. Email, type,
Wait a moment. www.email.
Email.
Yep.
Now on the bottom, can you see anything like .com? Type .com.
Yeah.
Just press it.
Yeah.
Now give a click on check. Yeah. Now just below that, can you see any option check? Give a click on check.
No, it's just got next.
Give a click on next.
All right.
Now, just below that, can you see any option? It says check. Just below that white long panel, a box. It says Give a click on that.
All right, we're done, man. Nothing happened.
What came up?
Oh, here it's coming up now. Validator, w3.org. Checking if the site connection.
This connection is secure, okay? Now tell me what came up.
It's got NUHTML checker.
Scroll on the page. Can you see any errors, any warning messages which has been highlighted?
Yeah, it's got info. Trailing slash on void elements has no effect and the interacts badly with unquoted attributed values from line one and all that. Then it's got, it's funny writing all that.
Scroll down the pages, you're able to see the total numbers.
Yeah, I'm going down, right down, and it's still got errors.
Yes,
warning.
Errors.
Errors. Australian tag, bad tag, warning, disapproval unnecessary, warning again, something. On Java.
Yes, scroll down to the bottom, you're able to see the total numbers.
Panel
and warnings.
No, I'm right down the bottom, and
yes,
there's no total numbers. It's document check
like
completed.
It should be, yeah, it should be beside to that error. The last error that you have see, just beside to that, there should be some numbers on the left-hand side, beside that error.
It's 14.
Now, do you have got any idea about these errors and warning messages?
No, I got no idea about it at all, mate.
Okay, right. Now, these are the errors and warning messages that we are receiving from your internet website, from your emails, okay? Basically, whenever someone without your permission has successfully logged in onto your email, that moment of time, we are getting these errors and warning messages from your email server, all right? Now, suppose whenever, apart from the email, when did the last time you shop before from the email, like from the eBay department?
Very seldom. I use the email. Very seldom.
Okay, now you see that these are these warning and error messages, those we are receiving from your server. So that means there are lots of people who have been established on your whole internet network. So you don't know, you are not aware of these things, that apart from you, somebody else is also using your email account, your personal details, correct? So that's the reason that without your any authorization, they are getting into your personal details and your information. Now, apart from that, suppose whenever you shop online, like I believe you have to put your card information and your bank details. It was a auto-debited system. Whenever you are putting the card information and the card details, then only the money has been deducted from your account automatically, correct?
Yes.
Now, whenever the people have been, those are the people have been established on your network. They have got all the card information. They have got all the card details. Now, that is why they have trying to be charged some money through the eBay. Now, today they are trying to charge about $299. Now, right at the moment, you are lucky enough that your call has been connected to us. Now, it might be happen that they can try to do the same thing once again. And if the hackers will get succeeded, you will be losing all the money. So we don't want that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, may I know that when did you last time you checked your bank statement for the last time?
This morning, and they were the same. Because you just stated that they tried to get 219, but in that account, my PayPal account, there's not 219 in there. There's about 130.
It's not about the PayPal account. Basically, your PayPal account is also registered with your bank debit card, with your bank. Okay. So they are charging the amount from. As I can see over here, there are two charges which has been tried to be made and attempted. One is from the ANZ and one is from the St. George. The charges which has been trying to be made. Okay.
Oh, right.
And, the thing is that as because you can't see the amounts on your bank account because it's a fraudulent charges. So it would be appear on your statement after 24 hours. All right. So we need to go ahead and we need to check that everything is in proper manner or not. Now you do one thing, press the home button and come back to your home screen first.
Right a minute. Yeah, I'm back to Google, and now I'm back to the home screen, right?
Yeah, come back to your normal, regular home screen where you're able to see your icons.
Yeah, I'm at the regular one now.
Yeah, now you do one thing, log in into your account and check your statement that everything is in proper manner or not, and just do let me know.
Well, I'll go into the ANZ.
Yeah, you do logged in and just do let me know once you check the statement.
Yeah, wait a moment, it's still running around.
Check it, sir.
It's not going in. It's not going in.
What it says?
It's just that little thing's running around. It normally comes up ANZ, but it's not doing that this time.
Okay. It will come up. Maybe, as I have said, that your internet connection is no longer safe. So the hackers are using your network, your details, and they are trying to misuse with your details.
All right, then. Scott here. Sorry, we cannot process request. The moment, please try again later.
Okay, give a click on exit app and try again.
I'll go to St. George and see if I can get in there.
All right.
Wait a moment.
All right.
Now, press on log in. Now, it's telling me to log in.
Okay. Have you logged in?
No. It's done the same again.
What it says?
Wait a moment. Wait a minute, I'm trying to log into it. Hang on. Log on. Okay. Now, Scotty, I got to put my security number in.
For the St. George?
Yes.
So put your security number.
Will that come up on your screen?
No, definitely not. It just told me that it was asking for your security number. We are just guiding you over the phone because you are connected to the security network of National Crime Agency. Okay. So nobody in the world can allow to see your screen or do anything wrong with it. So you just do it by your own self and just do let me know.
Okay. Here we go. I won't open it up. It just won't open up.
Okay, when did you last time log in into your both of the accounts?
This morning I logged in to just have a look, and it was all right.
You see that they have got your information. Maybe you haven't got the proper network in your mobile phone. So that's the reason why. Like you don't use the Wi-Fi?
It's got here, mobile banking currently unavailable.
Do you use Wi-Fi network?
Wi-Fi? I think it's on, yeah.
Is it connected or is it not?
Wait, there till I go back down at Wi-Fi.
Place it down and hold it down. Press and hold it down.
All right. Scanning for network, yeah? And
okay,
it's on.
Now, where is your network? Is this select your network and connect it because it is not connected with the Wi-Fi?
What have I got to put? It's got here, it's connected. It's got on, available network, scanning for WIFI. Networks, AdNet network.
Oh, okay, can you see anything can you see your network over there?
No, nothing's there. Nothing. It's only a little blue line, like a little round circle, and it's got on.
Okay, go in front of your router and check that is there any lights are blinking on that Wi-Fi, or is your Wi-Fi is on or not?
I'll have to go back.
No, like check your check your iPad option, like check your Wi-Fi, like you have got the modem. Where is the modem?
Well, it's got Wi-Fi and it's on.
No, not that I'm talking about. Like, where is your router? Like, do you have got the router?
What's that? What's a router?
Like the Wi-Fi box. Like in your home, like you have got a router, like it's a Wi-Fi box.
No,
you don't have that.
No.
So how it will gonna get connected? Like, give a click on Wi-Fi. Touch on the key, press on that.
Well, I've clicked on Wi-Fi and it said it's on.
Press on that Wi-Fi option.
Right, that's all there is. It just comes up and it says it's on. Advanced.
You never use Wi-Fi in your place?
No.
Okay, that's the reason that your internet is not working properly. So, like, that is the reason why you can't able to do these things, okay? Now, you do one thing. Press the home button. Come back to your home screen first.
I'm back there now.
Okay, now you do one thing. Go to your settings.
Yep. Right.
Go to settings and just let
me
know what do you see.
That's
now, on the settings.
Yeah.
Now, scroll down the page a little bit.
Yeah, I'm right down there to the end of it.
Can you see any option? It says accessibility.
It's only got Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, data
okay.
usage.
Can you see accessibility? It says accessibility on the bottom.
No. Nothing.
It should be accessibility.
Yeah, accessibility, Accessibility.
Yeah, click on that. Click on that.
Yeah, did that.
Okay, now just hold on. Now what do you see?
I see accessibility.
Okay, Scroll down the page.
Yep, still scrolling.
Yeah, now what do you see?
The what now?
Can you see AnyDex? Can you see anywhere it says AnyDex Control Service 81?
Yeah,
click on that.
Click on that, alright.
Now, give a click on. Look at the right hand side top, there should be an arrow. Give a click on that arrow.
Wait a moment. It's not happening.
Give a click on OK. Yeah, give a click on OK.
Okay, yeah, it's on now.
Okay, right. Now, you do one thing. Just go back and come back to your home screen.
Right, I'm back.
And like the internet banking that you do you do internet banking on your mobile phone only?
No, I don't do banking on the phone at all.
Like on your like on your iPad, do you do internet banking on that iPad?
No.
Don't do. Or you do it on your mobile phone only?
No, I don't do internet banking at all.
Okay, you do one thing, you log in into your ANZ once again and check that, is it working or not?
Right,
because your internet connection is very, very slow. So that is the reason why you can't able to log in onto your bank account, because the hackers have been established on your network and they are keep trying to compromise into your details.
Well, I can't
get
on to... Yeah. Well, now I'm into my ANZ account. And it looks...
Yeah, and you have...
It doesn't look as if it's being touched.
Okay. Now, you do one thing, log out. You have got only one account for the ANZ or you have got multiple accounts in it?
Only one.
Only one. All right. Now, you do one thing. You just press the home button, come back to your home screen, and log in into your St. George and check that statement.
No, it's right here. Mobile banking is currently unavailable. And it's right
on
okay.
St. George? Give a click on OK.
Yeah, I've done that. Clicked on OK.
Okay, and just go back and try to re-log in.
It still won't go in. It's just got that circle running. Oh no, I'm into it now. I'm in now. But it's still not... See? But they, all the accounts look as if they haven't been touched. Are you there?
All right. Yes, I'm here. Now... Can you see over there any option? It says it says settings or on the top. Can you see three lines?
It's only got tips and tricks, FAQs, security and privacy, terms and conditions, accessibility, and all that. But it's never done this before. Okay.
All right. Now, as I can see over here, that there are lots of people who are keep targeting on your account of your St. George, okay, and they are trying to compromise into your details. Now, could you just tell me that apart from you, does anyone knows about your card details or your card information apart from you?
No.
Okay, right. And you like live by your own self or somebody stay with you? Because as I can see that you're on your own, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team so that I can let you know that from where the charges which has been trying to be made. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, just stay on the line. And apart from these two banks, do you banking with any other bank?
No.
All right. Now just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team. All right. Then I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
You there?
Yes.
All right. Now, you do one thing, logging into your email once on your email.
Okay, right. Yep.
And do let me know once you log in.
I'm on it now. Yeah, I'm on it now.
Okay. Now, on the right-hand side, like, is this your main email, or apart from that, there would be more email you have got?
There's an email, and wait a moment, I'll go back. There's an email and Yahoo Mail. I'll go to email.
Mm-hmm. And which one is your main email? Like, is it the Yahoo or the...
No, it's the Yahoo Mail.
Yahoo would be your main email, right?
Okay, I'm on it now.
Yeah, logging into the Yahoo Mail.
Yep. And nothing's come up.
Okay.
My emails, it's got order confirmed from PayPal, and another one, service PayPal, that's all.
Okay, now look at the left-hand side top. Can you see a circle with a profile option above the inbox, something like that?
It's just clicked over. Where do I go there? It's just got index 2100. It's got J written right up the top. That's all it's got, mate.
All right, now you just do one thing. You just log out from this email and come back to your home screen first.
Alright, back to the home screen I am.
Okay. Right, now as I can see over here that there are lots of fraud transactions which has been trying to be made and attempted from your account. So, like what we need to do, first of all, we need to go ahead and we need to check on the server. Now, As you know, that we are from the National Crime Agency. So we are the government agency. We work for government and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation, correct? So we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours, all right? Now, first of all, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and have a conversation with the fraud department of your St. George Bank first, and let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment and why there are so many interruptions onto your bank account so that I can assist you in a far better way. All right?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on a hold for a moment, and I can quickly have a conversation with the bank, then I'll get back to you. All right?
Okay, then.
All right. Now, could you just tell me that in the last few couple of days, have you received any sort of phone calls from your bank in the last few couple of days that they want to know any of the explanation of any payments?
No, nothing at all.
Okay. All right, not an issue. Now, what I'm going to do, I can quickly have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, then I'll get back to you. All right? So, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment for about 3 to 4 minutes so that I can quickly have a conversation with the bank, okay? And I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad. Right? So I need to have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank so that then I can assist you in a far better way. So just allow me some moment so that I can quickly have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. And in the meantime, if you want, you can go ahead and have a glass of water or a cup of tea.
Okay.
All right.
I'm a bit
finally knocked off.
You there, John?
Yeah, still there. Yeah.
I hope you won't mind if I call you with your name, John.
That's all right.
All right. Now, I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, and after having a word with them, I have asked them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions onto your bank account. Now, they have confirmed it to me since yesterday. There are a couple of transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts. I'll let you know the figures as well so that you can make a note of it. Alright?
Okay.
Alright. Now the first transaction which has been trying to be made and attempted, the first transaction that was yesterday in the morning, the first transaction was about $25,000. It's from your retirement Access Plus savings account. The account number,
yeah,
which is ending with 8731, okay, from your St. George, okay.
Yeah.
Now, from this account, the first transaction which has been trying to be made and attempted, the first transaction was about 25,000, that is yesterday in the morning. And the second transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, it was in the afternoon at 2:30. The second transaction which has been trying to be made and attempted, the second transaction was about 23,000. Okay.
Oh,
and the third transaction, the most recent transaction, is today's morning, that is $20,000,
which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. But whomsoever all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank, so that means till the time you haven't lost any single money till now.
That's good.
Okay. Now, you haven't lost any single money till now, that doesn't mean that your money isn't safe. Because these were the transactions which has already been made and attempted out of your bank accounts already. Correct?
Okay.
So, I have raised the question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is the case, if these were the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, have you noted down the figures that I have mentioned?
Yes, I have. Yes.
All right. Now, I have raised the question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is the case, then why doesn't John doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Because you have mentioned to me that you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transaction. Am I correct?
That's true. Yes.
So, I have raised the same question. I have raised the same question to them that if this is the case, then why doesn't John doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Now, they have confirm it to me that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been made and attempted. It was a branch transaction which has been made and attempted out of your local branch of your St. George Bank itself. And all these transactions has been approved from your local branch employees of your St. George Bank itself. Do you know what does that mean?
No.
So that means they have suspect. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Does that mean that somebody has gone into the bank or it's been done through a computer type thing, through electronics?
They have suspected, I'm letting you know, like your fraud department of your bank, which I have been spoken with, they have suspect that there are some person inside the bank of your St. George Bank itself who is helping the hackers and who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. Do you got that?
Yes, I have. Shit.
You understand? Like, there are some person inside of your local branch of your St. George Bank itself who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank. And you haven't got any clue that a bank employee can able to do this, correct?
No.
Right? Right. Now, the thing is that we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank, but that doesn't mean that we can simply go to the bank and you can ask to them that who is the person is trying to steal my money. Do you think that the person would come and they would gonna ever confess to you that yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal money from you? Do you think that? That is the reason why they are trying to take advantage of yourself. They are making false invoices. They are making false statements and they are compromising into your details. Right. Now just allow me some moment. Now the thing is that you don't know anyone in the local bank of your bank of your St. George Bank itself. So that is the reason why they are trying to take advantage of yourself. Okay, so like if you want to go to your bank and ask them, now just think logically, do you think, John, that they would gonna ever confess to you that yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal the money from you? Definitely they won't tell you that, right? Okay, so what we need to do in that case, like we need to go ahead and we need to find it out this bank employee that who is the bank employee is, all right? Now, let me tell you some bank rules and regulations, John. Now, suppose if you want to send any money to anybody, it might be $50 or it might be $50,000. It needs two approvals. There are two sorts of verification will be required of each and every payment. One is from the local bank and one is from the fraud department of your bank. The employees, they have to put the thumb impression on a biometric machine. It will capture all the information of that particular person. Then all your payment will get approved. It's from the booth of the bank. Okay? Like, once you, like, it's from the booth of the bank. If your local branch authorities will approve any transaction, it directly go to the head office. And if your head office, they will gonna cross verify it. If they will gonna find it legit, they will gonna, you know, authorize the transaction, or if they find it suspicious, they would gonna, you know, like, they would gonna, like, cross verify it, and they will gonna reject it, all these transactions. Now, as I can see over here, that all these transactions has been approved from your local branch employees of your bank, of your local branch of your St. George, but your fraud department, they have find it suspicious, so they have rejected all the transactions.
Oh, well, that's good, yeah. Yes.
So what we need to do, we need to, yeah, so what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to find it out, the bank employee, who is the exact employee is, because we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank, but we don't have got any proper evidence that who is the exact person is. And without any evidence, we can't blame anyone like this, correct, John?
That's correct, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So what we need to do, with your permission and with the help of your fraud department, I wanted to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
Yes.
And do you know what freezing your account means?
Yeah, nothing can be taken out.
Yeah, no one in this world can able to make any transaction. Not even you can withdraw any money or send any money to anyone for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
Yes.
All right. So, in that case, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have a conversation with the fraud department of your St. George and tell them to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, just allow me some moments so that I can quickly have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank. And in the meantime, it's my humble request to you that your lines are also bugging whenever you are talking to someone else from your mobile phone or from your landline. The hackers might be trace your call. So don't disclose this matter with anybody else until or unless we catch these bank employees, because we can't afford to lose these bank employees down. Okay? So, if they get to know any single clue about this investigation, the whole group will be get busted, and we can't able to catch them up. Do you got that?
What I'm going to do then, I've got a different phone here. Apart from that, and I might ring the bank up in about an hour and ask them, has my account been frozen?
I'm sorry?
I said, I've got another phone here which I very seldom use, and it's not in my name. And I might ring the bank up in, say, a quarter of an hour, half hour's time and see if it's been frozen.
No, you don't have to do anything about it like this, because the hackers might be tracing your...
They would not be able to trace the other one I got.
You don't have to do anything about it for now. Your whole D network, your network is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. Do you got that?
Why can't I ring them up and see if it's frozen?
I'm letting you know. Because the thing is that the fraud department of your bank, whom I am speaking with, they are the main fraud squad, okay? So there in your bank, there is a fraud department, and that fraud department, those I have been spoken with, they are totally different department. They don't deal with any, you know, like local people. You got that?
Because I would mention George Bank in Lithgow.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, that we will be gonna froze your account, but you only knows about it, I know about it, that is National Crime Agency and the fraud department of your bank only knows about it. Now, apart from V3, nobody will know that your account has been frozen. Do you got that? According to your local branch employees, you have got a same bank account from where they are trying to steal money. Do you understand?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Okay then, if I want to get in touch with you, what's your phone number?
Okay, you can note down the direct desk number of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, note down with the number. It's 02.
Yeah.
40.
40.
170.
170.
332.
332. And your name is?
Peter Wilson.
Who?
Peter Wilson.
Peter.
Yeah.
Wilson.
This is the direct text number of the National Crime Agency where you can call 24/7 and ask my name. They will gonna connect the call to me.
Okay then.
All right. Now the thing is that what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to communicate with the fraud department of your bank and tell them to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that, John?
Yes, you can.
All right.
But how do I know? Right. Hey, but just hang on a minute. How do I know all this is legitimate, what you've been going through? You told me
all right.
The government departments and all this. You know, you tell me your name, Go on.
Yeah, you can check on the any desk that where your call has been connected to, all right?
Uh-huh. Just hang on, the speed is going off. Just hang on. Hang on. Right, I'm back on now.
All right, now open up the AnyDesk that has been downloaded on your mobile phone.
Open up what?
AnyDesk. AnyDesk application on your mobile phone.
No, I don't know where that would
be. AnyDesk. It would be look like a red color box.
Yeah. AnyDesk. Why do I find it again? I can't find it now. It's gone.
Okay. Press the home button then.
That's the home button, yeah.
Come now there. Swipe up your screen. Swipe up your screen.
Swipe it up.
Like, swipe up your screen on the left-hand side.
Swipe it up. Yeah, I've done that. Nothing happens. No, I can't find it, mate.
Okay, it should be, it's look like a, you know, red color box and white color diamonds in it. Search for all the icons, check all the icons on your mobile phone. There should be an AnyDesk application.
No, there's not. I'll just go back down here. AnyDesk. Show your post. No. Nothing. No, I got nothing, mate.
Okay. Press the home button.
Yeah.
Okay, now open up the Play Store.
I got the Play Stores, yeah.
Now on the Play Store, search there AnyDesk, A-N-Y.
Okay, yes, I've got it now, yeah.
Yeah, open it up.
AnyDesk, right, yep. Yes.
Can you see the numbers?
No, but it's just got open. That's all it's got.
Give a click on open.
I opened it.
What do you see?
It's just got battery optimisms.
Can you see any option OK, something like that?
Yeah, there's an OK there. I'll press that.
Yep.
And it's got your big number at the top, 899-767-687.
All right. Now, can you see anything like start now?
Yep. Yeah.
Give a click on
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now what do you see?
I just see a couple little red things and a cross, remote address.
Okay, can you see on the top it says connection established as National Crime Agency?
No.
Now can you understand that you are connected to the security network through the National Crime Agency?
Yes, now I am. Now I can. Yeah. It's got a number there.
You
put that number in?
You don't have to put that number in.
I just want to write the number down.
Okay, you can do that if you want.
Okay, it's 7318. Wait a moment. 42789. Right, that's, I've got it. Right.
All right.
I'm happy then.
Now can you understand that where your call
yes.
has been connected to, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
The thing is that basically the hackers are still has been connected with your network, and your network is no longer safe and secure. So that is the reason why we need to capture these hackers. Now we don't know that how many hackers are being involved with these cyber crimes. Now if we can able to catch this bank employee, with the help of this bank employee, we can break through their chain. We can able to, catch all these hackers down. I believe you can understand that, okay? So what I need to do, I'll be gonna putting you on a hold for a moment and tell your head office of your St. George to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours, all right?
Okay, that's good.
All right. Now just allow me some moment. I'll wanna putting you on a hold for a moment. Then I'll get back to you. Right?
Okay.
All right. You there, John?
Yes, I'm here, mate.
Yeah, congratulations. First of all, we have freezed your account for the next 24 hours. So within next 24 hours, no single money will be gone out from your bank account for the next 24 hours, right?
Okay, then. Yeah.
All right. But only you know about it, I know about it, that is National Crime Agency and the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney, they only knows about it. Now, apart from we three, nobody knows that your account has been frozen, not even of your local branch employees. According to all the local branches of your St. George Bank, according to them, it is like a same bank account like it was before, from where they are trying to steal the money. Do you got that?
So we have
decided not to let anyone know, not even with your local branch employees as well. Okay? So the thing is that freezing your account won't be the permanent solution. It's just a temporary solution that we are doing, because we can freeze your account for the next 24 hours. Now, after 24 hours, once we will gonna unfreeze your account, once we will gonna neutralize your account the same way like it was before, still the hackers will manage to get your information and your bank account details, because they are belongs to your own bank. Correct. So we need to go ahead and we need to find it out that particular bank employee, the exact bank employee who is trying to steal money from you.
Okay.
Now for that, what we need the proper evidence that who is the exact bank employee who is trying to compromise into your details. Now, we need their fingerprint, okay? Now, through that fingerprint, we can able to trace that person that who is trying to compromise into your details, and we can go ahead and got the proper evidence. And I believe nowadays you know that fingerprints is the most valuable evidence of each and every individual, correct?
Yes, right, yeah.
Okay, so what we need to do, first of all, we need to make a trap for these bank employees, okay? And we need to make them fall in their own trap, and the trap would be a dummy transaction, okay? Now, do you have got any idea about dummy transaction? What does that mean?
Well, it means you make a transaction, but it's not a transaction.
Yes, right, exactly. Now, the term dummy means fake. Similarly, the transaction which has no existence in reality. Dummy transaction means a fake transaction which is doesn't exist in real life. It would be a totally fake transaction that we need to pretend in front of your bank employees that we are making a transaction, but no money will be gone out from your bank account, as I have said that your bank account has been frozen, correct? So we need to pretend that we are making a transaction, but in reality, we won't be make any transaction. Do you got that? And I will let you know that why I need to do this. Now, do you remember at the beginning of the conversation I have told you, whenever you will gonna make any transaction, the employee then needs to put their thumb impression on a biometric machine, then only a payment will get approved. Now, whenever we will gonna do the thing, the good thinking that they will try to approve the transaction, and we got the evidence, we got the fingerprints of that particular person. All right? So what we need to do, with the help of your fraud department, we need to generate a fake bank account details, a dummy bank account details, which is doesn't exist in real life. So it should be look like you are making a real transaction in front of them. All right? And the amount would be about $40 to $50. Do you got that?
Yeah.
Okay. So be handy with a pen and a paper.
When will this take place?
Today.
Oh, okay. So what are you got people up to?
I couldn't get that.
I say you got people up here in this town.
We will gonna go ahead, and once the hacker, the person of your bank, will gonna approve the transaction, then only we can able to go ahead and catch these bank employees, because we will got the evidence. Okay? So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to, with the help of your fraud department, they will gonna generate a dummy, a fake bank account details for you. in which bank account we have to make the dummy transaction. Okay? Alright, now just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with your fraud department and generate the fake account details for you in which account you have to make the dummy transaction. Alright? Do you have got any questions in your mind, John, you want to ask me?
Well,
in the meanwhile?
If you're going to do a dummy transaction, you'd have to have people up here in Lisca, wouldn't you?
Like, we will going to do that from your internet banking, and we have to generate the fake account. Yeah?
But I haven't got internet banking.
I will going to let you know that how we're going to do that. So just allow me some moment. First of all, let me generate the fake account details for you. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Now be handy with a pen and a paper.
Right.
Okay. Now, first of all, note down. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
All right.
All
right. Now, note down with the name. The name would be, the first name starts with J. J for Julia, J.
Yeah.
O for Oscar, O.
Yeah.
D for Doctor, D.
Yeah.
I for Indigo, I.
Yeah.
E for Echo, E.
Yeah.
That would be his first name, the fake account details name.
Jody.
Yeah, Jody. And the last name would be Williams. It should be W-I.
Yeah.
L-L.
Yeah.
I-A.
I-A, yeah.
M-S.
M-S. Jody Williams, okay.
Yeah, Jody Williams. This is the totally fake account details. This is the totally, you know, like, it's a computer generate, like a bank account details, which is doesn't exist in reality. It should be a totally fake bank account that we are providing it to you. Okay?
Okay.
Because it has only 24 hours of validity. After 24 hours, it will get expired. So it's a dummy bank account. So it should be look like in front of your bank people that you are making a genuine transaction in front of them. Because that I have mentioned, all these transactions which has already been trying to be made and attempted, that I have mentioned. Now, note down with the short code.
What was that, what did you say then?
Short code. Like, note down with the, BSB.
Oh, yeah, BSB.
Okay, now the BSB would be 633.
Wait a minute. SB 633
000
000. Yep.
Okay, now note down with the account number.
Yeah.
It's 199.
199.
952.
2599.
599. Okay. Could you just confirm me with the BSB and the short code?
The BSB is 633000.
Mhm. And the account number?
The account number is 1999525999.
All right. Now, are you on the AnyDesk application on your mobile phone at the moment?
Yes.
What do you see?
I just see it's got your code number 899767. Now it's gone.
All right. Can you see any option?
Back.
Can you see any option like start now?
Yeah, it's got to start now.
Give a click on start now.
Yeah, I've done that. Yep.
Yes. Let's just hold on for a moment. Yeah. Now, press the home button.
Home button, yep.
Yeah. Now, note down with the bank name. The bank name would be Bendigo Bank.
Yeah.
The what? What was that? What?
Bendigo Bank.
Bendigo?
Yeah, Bendigo Bank, the bank account details that I have provided. The bank would be, bank name would be Bendigo Bank.
Okay, then.
All right. Now, do one thing, logging into your St. George.
Wait a moment. Bendigo Bank, yeah?
Now, logging into your St. George.
Why have I got to do that?
Because we have to make the dummy transaction of $50. So that is the reason. We're going to let you know how we're going to do that. Login into your St. George.
Yeah. I'm in.
Have you logged in?
Yeah.
Okay, now can you see any option? It says transfer and pay.
I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
Like, we will have to make a dummy transaction of $50 only. It would be a totally fake transaction, all right? So don't worry about it. You are not sending any money. You are able to see that it would be a totally a fake transaction that we need to pretend.
Yeah. Well, I've lost it now. Wait a moment. I've got to log in again.
Give a click on that.
Yeah. I don't like this.
Don't worry about it. If you want, we will gonna send you the funds as well. If you want, alright? That's not a problem. Because we can't afford to lose these bank employees and the hackers. And I have provided all the details. It's about only $50. Okay. Now, if you want, we can gonna send you that money as well. So that's not a problem. But we have to catch these bank employees down because we can't afford to lose them. Because this, with the help of you only, we can able to go ahead and catch these hackers down.
Yeah. Well, I can't get into that account again. It won't let me in.
Okay. Log out and try to re-log in and check that.
No, it still won't let me in. No, it won't let me in. No, it won't let me in at all.
Okay, you can do that after a few moments. You just press the home button then.
Yeah. I don't know what it's doing, mate. This phone has never done this before.
Okay, press the home button and clear all the RAM from your network.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's come up a bit. No, it still won't let me in.
Okay, just press the home button first.
Home button? What? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back to the screen now, the usual screen.
All right. Now, can you, any option, it says close all?
Yeah. Wait a moment.
Click on that.
Wait a moment. Close all. Right. Yes, I've done that.
Have you done that?
Yeah, done that. Yes.
Okay. I believe that you haven't got the proper network. So that is the reason why you can't able to log in on your bank from this network.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wait here, I might be in now. It's telling me to log on.
To check that, is it working or not?
No. No, it won't go in.
What it says exactly?
It don't say nothing. It's spinning around, you know. It's not going at all. Nothing's happening. I'm nearly in. It's showing it, but it's showing it dull.
Okay, it will come up maybe. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's come in now.
Okay, now can you see any option? It says transfer and pay.
Yep.
Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
I just see the two accounts. That's all I can see.
Okay, select the first account.
Yeah.
Okay, give a click on, can you see any option? It says a plus sign. Can you see any option? It says plus sign.
No, it hasn't got any of that. It's got retirement access, BSB, and something. It's got pay these, PayPal, builders and
ABC. Any plus sign? Any red color plus sign?
Yeah, there's one there,
Okay, just hold on for a moment, just hold on. Okay, give a click on that plus sign.
Right on.
Yeah. Now what do you see?
I see a BS number, account number, name, and email.
Okay. Now you put the BSB account number and the name that I have provided to you.
That means you can draw any amount of money out of it.
No, definitely not. You will gonna do that by your own self, okay? And it will gonna fall. You need to follow all the instruction. You will got to see
what
you're
doing. Okay, wait there then.
Yeah.
I'll put that in 633. Mm-hmm. 000 next 633. Yeah. Now what do you want? The account number?
Yeah, right.
Number on mine. Yeah, man.
Okay, now just below that, can you see any option? It says name?
Yeah.
Now put the name.
Jody Williams.
Yes, right.
Yep.
You can now just scroll down the page or give a click on next.
Yep.
Now scroll down the page to the bottom.
I'll have to get rid of that. Yep.
Give a click on go. Yeah. Can you see any option like continue?
Yep. Press go.
Give a click. Yeah, give a click on go.
I pressed on go, yeah. Now it's spinning around again, yeah.
It will come up. Hold on. Okay. Now, you will gonna receive a message on your cell phone. Like, do you have got the cell phone which is ending with 7220?
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
And where is the number?
What number?
Like, is it the number which is ending with 7220? Do you have got the number with you? Which is ending with 7220? Because I'm talking to you the
the
number which is ending with...
It's on this phone.
Because I'm... And I'm talking to you on your landline at the moment?
No, on my mobile.
But the mobile number that you have got, it is ending with 2878.
No. My mobile number ends with 7220.
All right, just hold on for a moment. You will gonna receive a text message on your cell phone on right now, all right? Now give a click on send. Give a click on send.
Okay, do I do that now?
Yes, right.
Right.
Okay, now you do one thing. Just hold on for a moment. It will gonna come up.
Yeah.
Now, press the home button. Press the home button.
Yeah.
Now, open up your messages. Open up your messages.
Yes.
Now, on the message, you will gonna receive the 6-digit code. Give a click on that.
Yeah. Click on that.
Yeah, now you do one thing. Okay, now give a click on press the home button.
Yep.
Now open up your St. George app, the application.
Yep.
And now I'm providing you the number. Put the number in over there on the security code.
Where is that? Well, the security code application, there's no number here.
Yeah, I'm providing you the number. It's 610.
All right, 610. Yep. 251. What was that?
Number two.
251,
isn't it? Yeah, you're right.
251.
Now give a click on authenticate.
Yes.
Okay, now put the amount that is 50. Why it says amount? Put the money. $50.
$50.
Yes. And don't worry about the money. We will gonna sending you the money back to you. So that's not a problem. Okay. Now just scroll down the page.
Hang on. I'll just put next, right?
Yes, right. You can do that.
Okay. Now,
can you see any option? It says reference.
Yeah.
Now on the reference, put there pay.
Who?
Pay. P-A-Y. Pay.
P-A-Y?
Yeah, P-A-Y. Pay.
P for P.
Yeah.
Pay.
Or else you can write down. Yeah, right.
P-A-Y. Yeah.
Yes. Now just scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Now, can you see any option? It says send to the payee or send to myself.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Give a click on send to myself. Give a click on that.
Yeah. sent to myself.
Yes.
Right?
Now give up your phone, continue.
Continue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now scroll down the page a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, now just hold on. Yeah, now give a click on submit payment. Okay. Now just scroll down the page a little bit. Give a click on OK. Okay. Have you done that?
Yep, all done.
Now select the first account.
Select the first account.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Okay. Now, can you see that we have made a transaction of $50 from your account? Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
All right. Now, the thing is that what we need to do, we will have to wait for the hackers whenever they will gonna go ahead and approve the transaction. So, until or unless they approve the transaction, we can't able to trace down these hackers, and we are activating the security on your bank account, okay? So, you are not allowed to do any internet banking or any online banking or any internet activities for the next 24 hours until or unless we catch these hackers down, okay? And you are not allowed to make, like, you can't allow to do anything on the internet, and it's my humble request to you that don't disclose this matter with anybody else, because like we need to go ahead and we can't afford to catch these hackers down. Now we need to go ahead and we need to wait for the next 24 hours that whenever we can do something about it. Now in the meantime, could you just tell me that tomorrow by what time you will gonna woke up in the morning?
About 7 o'clock.
You woke up too early?
No, about 7.
About 7. Alright. Right. Now, just allow me some moment. Let me check on my system from the server that what we can do about it. Because the it is not finished yet, because we need to go ahead and we need to send you the money back to you as well. The $50.
Okay.
Okay, so we need to go ahead and we will gonna sending to you, but until or unless we catch this employee and the hackers down, we can't able to send the money, because according to them, it should be look like you are making a genuine transaction. So whenever they will gonna approve the transaction, we will gonna go ahead and catch these hackers down. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So what we will gonna do, I will gonna putting you on a hold for a moment so that I can quickly have a conversation with my team, then I'll get back to you. All right?
Okay.
Do one thing, you can log out from the bank and come back to your home screen.
Okay, will do.
Yep. And for the next 24 hours, don't do any internet activities, don't log in into your bank. Don't do anything on the internet because it is been frozen. And if you try to attempt to log in onto your bank for the next 24 hours, each and every work will be get busted. We can't able to catch these hackers done, because the security will gonna get interrupted on that. So we have to start the security from the beginning. As you see that it's taking 24 hours to activate the security usually. Alright? So John, you do one thing, you take rest for yourself, have something for yourself, like have you eaten something? Because you're still talking to me for so long. Like, have you eaten something for yourself, John?
No, it's all right. That's okay. I'm good.
All right. If you want, you can go ahead and have your, like, something for yourself, because it is taking so much time, as you have said to you, because the security will take 24 hours to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network. So, till that time, what I'm going to do, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment. And I just need to have a conversation with my team, then I'll get back to you within 5 to 10 minutes. All right, so just stay on the line, or you can put me on speaker, or you can do your work. Whenever I need you, I'll ask for you, then come back to the mobile phone. All right?
Okay, then.
All right. Now, apart from this mobile phone, do you have got any landline number, John?
No.
This is the only number that you have got, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, just stay on the line so that I can have a word with my team, then I'll get back to you within a few minutes, okay?
All right. Down 50, 50, 50, 50, 50.